Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. I'm Ron Hayes. Joining us today, Dr. Harry Kaiser of Cornell University, who's done return on investment research on the dollar head beef checkoff, looking at how the dollar is invested both domestically and internationally.
On the domestic side, we looked at and disaggregated the activities that the CBB does that are demand-enhancing activities into nine. They range from generic advertising to public relations and that sort of thing. And the foreign market model we looked at, their export promotion programs. Like last time, we found that all 10 of those activities were statistically significantly positive in terms of their impact on beef demand.
And the resulting return on investment for each dollar invested into the beef checkoff higher than 4 years ago.
We're going up. The beef industry has something to be happy about. It's $11.91.
To learn more about the return on investment study, go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, today's cattle market really caught a rally here, being up as much as $2.40 on the front month, August. Of course, that contract's winded down in the last handful of days, but August is 105.07, up 240. October lives are up 87 at 101.10. December's up 92 at 106.22. Feeder cattle were $1.15 higher in August, 138.52. Really come along nicely here on those front-end contracts. Looks like cash trade so far has been 105 to 106. The feeder cattle index is 137.89, which is actually slightly below the August feeders today. So the cash markets have come around quite nicely. Then late today, we had a cold storage report, which showed total beef of 455.1 million pounds. That was down 6% from last year, but up 12% from last month. So pretty big increase over last month in terms of the beef cold storage. And tomorrow we have a cattle on feed report after the market closes. The estimates for on feed of August 1st average is 100.8% or 11.179 million head. Placements in the month of July 100.1 or 1.744 million head. Marketed is 106.4 average of 1.993 million head.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Peeper Seed Farms in Enid have three great varieties that can help you succeed as you plant wheat this fall. Joe Peeper is featuring Smith's Gold, bred by Oklahoma State, as well as SY Monument and SY Flint from AgriPro. All three of these varieties have good milling and making characteristics, as well as great agronomics to help you be successful. Give Joe Peeper a call, 580-541-1949, for more details. Peeper Seed Farms in Enid, they've got the seed wheat that'll help you succeed. 580-541-1949.
A mixed day for the grain futures. Corn was steady to a half cent higher. Beans showed weakness throughout the day, ended up being about 12 cents off their high and down 4 to 5 cents. Kansas City wheat was up about 4 cents out in December at 404 and 3 quarters. The biggest news this week is the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, which will wrap up today, and the final numbers tomorrow after the market closes at about 1:30. They're going to all meet and tally up the numbers and release them at 1:30 tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see. So far, it's been slightly lower than what the USDA projected, but really not that much further lower. There's some spots that are, but there's also some spots that are actually higher than the USDA, such as Nebraska. So it looks like the numbers overall aren't going to be that bad. Of course, there's still a lot of questions, and the fear of the early frost is probably the biggest threat at this point. With the weather so far cooperating, and then also the shorter-term forecast, it looked pretty favorable for crop conditions so far. So overall, that's the biggest thing we're going to talk about. We've also got these outside markets get some action today. They have a Fed meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. That wraps up Saturday, which could indicate some sort of future interest rate moves on behalf of the Fed. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.